Hello, everybody. Lord Baldrith here with Echoes from the Caverns, newscast dated November 21st, 2014. Echoes from the Cavern is distributed by Sir Style Teagle, Lord Baldrith and Asclepius, and is a joint podcast created and ran by Lord Baldrith and Asclepius. Background music by Stephen J. Goldman. Well, how's everybody doing today?
Pretty fair. Thanks, Lord Baldrith. How's yourself?
All's well. Hey, we have a special guest today, Static Grazer.
What's up, everybody?
Doing
How's
good.
It going?
Good evening, internets.
Interneters?
Except in the more advanced parts of the world where it's good morning.
Yeah, oh, that's a good one.
Internet knows no times.
True, true.
That's true.
All right, so here we are with another week. And we've hit the magic 100 of updates. Update of the Avatar number 100.
That's a big one, too.
It is a big one. It's enormous. So we could be here until tonight.
That's okay.
Back to the future. Yeah.
Okay, first off the rank... Hearth of Britannia, Legends of the Hearth, number 2. Detailing the adventures of these crazy, insane people who went down to Rustic Dragons. Oh, that was last year. And went down to Hobloth 2, Legends of the Hearth. 41 adventurers and 15 cast members. Turned Richard's lakefront property of Castleton into Cove, the quiet hamlet east of Britain in the original Ultima Games. So there you go.
Nice.
Very nice.
Pop on.
That looks pretty fun.
It does.
Oh, I like the word.
And Dr. Cat was there for stories and drinks, having their fortunes read by Penumbra. Live concert by Recap, a.k.a. the Space Bards. I love that part. The focus was to achieve avatarhood through mastery of the principles of truth, love, and courage. Ever Blackthorn was also present and offered them the ability to gain avatarhood through Mandrake's alternate principles of wine, women, and song.
Balance in all things.
Absolutely. That sounds like a ball. And they had Capture the Keg. Modified version of Capture the Flag. Lord British could resurrect players at will, while Blackthorn could kill them at will.
Oh boy.
I bet that got confusing really quick.
Yes.
Was it names, or was it like, you're dead?
Yes. With a special throwing weapons that only he could touch. Okay. And in true Ultima form, dead players had to say the customary ooh as they ran back to their base.
Fantastic.
My God, that sounds like a good week.
Yeah. I hope someone recorded that.
Yeah, look, I believe now Style has popped out a few news items for us, so I'll just briefly mention one. Joseph Toshlog, a.k.a. Rustic Dragon, has done a Google Hangout. Basically a post-mortem and a recap on the whole Hobloth 2 experience, talking to a bunch of people who are there. And if you want to watch it, there's a link, and it's on YouTube. Dragons Meet 2014-11-20. Look under Joseph Toshlog, and it goes for about over 2 hours, but it looks awesome. Chatting to everybody who was there.
Yeah, I miss Joseph. That's fun to watch him.
Oh, yeah.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. And one lovely touch towards the end. They mentioned our prominent Shroud of the Avatar member, Amber Rain. Avatar's radio founder and the High Priestess of Chaos was unable to attend at the last minute. Unbeknownst to her, I know, that was tough. This special non-Ultima item was waiting for her at the event. And It's a gorgeous... What would you say that is? Piece of fabric, a wall hanging, a decoration with the symbol of chaos on it.
No, it's cool.
Everyone posed with it as a toast to her Mr. Presence, and she'll be receiving this tapestry. It's a tapestry. She'll be receiving that in the mail.
Even better, yeah.
So
I mean, it's a little runner-up, I guess, but, you know. A tapestry and a picture, that'll be good.
Yeah, that is awesome. Brilliant. Well-deserved.
Okay. Yeah, does it say who made that?
It doesn't, no. No. Beautiful piece.
I wonder if they signed it.
Beautiful tapestry, yes.
That's nice.
Yeah. And did you notice in the forum this week, all of us common mortals are listed as avatars?
Sub.
And Amber is the High Priestess of Chaos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Taking over, huh?
Yep. So that's great. Event photos will be posted early next week at thehearthofbritannia.com. So there's going to be heaps of photos put up.
Nice. All right.
So that's got that out of the way. And we're playing Release 12 now, and get your pilgrim's hat. Well, what does everybody think of Release 12 so far?
It's great. A lot more to explore. It's fun.
I've got to say, I like the feature they added in where when you log in, you can either go back to where you were or start at the world map.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, that is so handy. So handy. I got lost in a Doris already, so yeah.
Love it.
I think there's going to be more and more opportunities to get lost because the world's only getting bigger.
Have you done the starter quest yet? Not the starter quest, the tutorial.
Yes. Yeah, it went through.
I did it up until they kind of abandoned me at the end of the little fire area.
I was kind of hoping there was going to be more to kill past the little bridge thing. So I explored everything, or maybe like a chest, or, you know, something RPG-ish, but no. But I like what was there. It was good.
I think it's a great start, and it'll be really good to get people moving and help them to know what to do.
Yeah, especially when communicating with NPCs, it's a little different.
Yeah.
A little different than what a lot of people are used to nowadays.
That's right.
People are so used to being handheld all the way through games now, it's really going to be a shock.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, without the exclamation point above the head of NPCs who are going to give you a quest. There's none of that.
I don't even think there's a little quest log thing that we're used to.
No, there'll be journal notes, but you really have to concentrate to even look at those, I think.
Yeah, doesn't it kind of just note everything that's of interest, not necessarily a quest?
Well, I have an entry in my journal, and it'll be worth following up on, because it reminded me that I appear to have killed the leader of a wolf pack somewhere near Braemar. Now, maybe somebody in Braemar will be interested in that.
Cool.
Oh, that's okay. Cool. It's kind of like leading you towards...
Nudge.
Yeah, that's right. Yes. So I have to go back to Braemar sometime.
Yeah, that'll be fun to just talk to everybody and find out if they know about it, huh?
That's right, yeah. But they don't say who. They just say somebody. So you have to talk to everyone.
And plus you have to talk to them to learn their names anyway, right?
That's right, you do. Yeah, yeah. So it's all getting bigger and better, and the visuals and the graphics are getting even more awesome.
I like how I feel like I'm playing. I feel more like I'm playing now. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Definitely. It feels like a game.
Yep. And a scary game sometimes. I mean...
Yeah.
Sometimes the mobs that you face are pretty tough. Especially
sometimes they just hex team you.
Yes. And
you definitely have to strategize.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I found out very quickly what it's like to be a ghost.
Yeah. What'd you think about the new ghosts?
I rather like it, yes. Yeah.
It's pretty neat.
They're awesome looking. I just wish they were a little faster.
Yeah.
I can't wait until I get the opportunity where I can res someone that is a ghost, and then I'll feel good about dying a thousand times as a cleric. It'll be great.
Yeah,
that's fun.
And I think it's achieved their stated objective, because a lot of the content in the game is sort of hidden until you find it. There's no point in being able to rush off and explore it and being invulnerable if you're a ghost. So they don't want you to go too far.
So I was almost wishing I could go look for a wandering healer or something to res, but I didn't see that.
That'd be good.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That would at least give us a way to get res without hanging around too long, huh?
That's right.
Got a little mercenaries with them or whatever.
Yeah.
Templars, I don't know.
Okay. Well, Static, there's a business opportunity for you.
For me?
For you.
Right, wrong.
Be a wandering healing cleric.
Oh, yeah, just hang out.
That's true, you could charge people.
Just hang out.
50 gold for a res.
Yeah.
Just pull a number out of the hat, I don't know, dude.
Yeah, that's right.
That should work.
Yeah. I mean, market forces. If you're in the swamp there near the tower, you could probably charge 1,000.
That's right, everyone's going to be dying. On the top floor of the tower. There you go.
Yes.
That's great.
Yeah, 1,000 gold, I'll get you up to see the tour guide.
That's great.
Yeah, we'll get you alive so you can talk to him before you die.
Yes.
Now I'll just take the rest of your stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
It's all mine.
Okay, so... But I think we're agreed, it's getting to be more and more an awesome game.
Yes.
Yeah. For sure.
15 new skills, 50 new weapons and armor, crafting recipes. I haven't done any crafting yet. I'm just trying to catch up.
Same.
Yeah, 40 new songs. Skill trainers, that's a new experience.
Yes, it is.
Yes. But it's not too bad. At least they don't charge too much.
Yeah, that hopefully that will change.
Yeah. Yes. And Ravenswood Forest, Tower of the Shuttered Eye. That was scary.
It's a neat looking scene, though. I like it.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful. I went up there with a group of three others, and we all died lots of times, but we did get to the top.
Yeah, have you tried to fight your way through the top?
Well, I tried to fight my way up, but in the end, one of us just rushed up there and called out to the party, "Zone to me now." that's nice. The way we did it.
Good idea.
Yes. Yeah. So once they take that zone command out, we're going to be stuffed.
Yeah, we're going
to
be in the
dire
trouble.
Have to have some teamwork.
Yeah, that's right.
I might actually have to get tough before we do these quests.
I reckon we will. That's right. Okay. And the overworld map, polished visuals and random encounters. Yes, I've had a few of those.
Beautiful.
Did you notice they darkened it up too, like lighting?
Yeah, yes.
Especially on the lower layers of trees.
Yes.
I couldn't even see the road. It was, it's so dark now.
Yeah, and I love it, the way you can spin the map around with your mouse. So that you can just walk forwards and go wherever you like. I love it.
Yeah, I love mouse control. It's very cool.
Yes, I think they've done really good things to that map.
I did see some things on the forum where people were saying that the random encounters were too heavy. They were too hard.
Yes.
I've had two random encounters, and neither of them had anything but me and trees in them.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's weird.
Maybe I got lucky.
Maybe.
No.
I've had wolf packs, I've had skeleton packs, but on the whole, they're not too scary.
No, the worst part of them is just the loading in and out, a lot of times.
Yeah, that's right. I think this is what was frustrating people, just saying, look, I just want to get to wherever I'm going. And they kept on being interrupted. But look, that's part of life.
I choose to believe that'll be fixed in time.
Yeah.
And once they get the loading all up to a very small amount of time, it won't even be a big deal.
No, yeah. That's right. Yeah. And we have guilds established.
Woo!
Yay!
Cool.
Yes, and open PvP flags if you want.
Oh yeah, so you can just be walking around in a regular zone.
Yeah, yeah. And I think a few people have taken it on already. You just rock up to the Oracle and say, will you take your protection off, please? So, here you go. And yes, death system includes being transformed into a ghost. Alien FX support for Alienware keyboards, so the keyboard will go funny colors.
I saw that. That looked pretty cool.
Yeah. Great.
That's pretty neat.
Yep. And the Grand Tour quest for the Pilgrim's Hat. Wonderful. Everybody got a Pilgrim's Hat?
Nope. Nope.
I got two.
Two of them?
Nice. Wow.
Oh, I have two accounts.
Oh. Well done. Good on you. Great. Okay.
I got to check out the new female. I made my second character a female, and they've done a very good job on the females.
Oh, that's good. Good to hear.
Yeah, character exploration's coming along pretty good, too, now that you mention it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you managed to avoid hitting on yourself as a female?
There's just something about running he really, really likes.
Okay, and yes, we need all your help with testing the new patches, putting more stress on the multiplayer servers, so please join in. I reckon there will be interesting to wait to see the figures from Chris, but I think there are so many more players in this release. Wherever you go, you see people.
I think what cracks me up is the forum post for, is it chess stress tests?
Yes, yes.
People are stress testing the chess boards.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's great. I can just, I'm just thinking about a player town with like 30 boards lined up next to each other.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't know what they're actually doing, but it's just the thought.
Yeah, yeah. That'd be fun. Okay. And release 12 in-game community events. Well, there you go. A whole lot of things planned already for this weekend.
Talking about the scheduling book, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's great.
That'll be awesome. So they're doing so much more.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Just look up the processes for that. Journal. Oh, it's in the journal.
Yes, in the journal. I haven't noticed it yet, but yeah, it looks to be in the journal.
Hmm. Yeah, I missed that part. That's cool.
Yeah, from the events book. Okay, so it's not the journal. I'm going to have to go and find that.
We must have that in our inventory.
Yep. I wonder what you got to do to get your event put into that, you know?
Yes.
I'm gonna go ahead and guess they don't just take everybody's event.
I would say so, yeah. Here we go.
I'm going to go get killed by 8 snakes. Come join me. Whatever.
The latest schedule of player events from the Avatar Circle community events calendar. So if you put it in the Avatar Circle, it might make it into the book. That'd be cool.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Sweet.
Sweet. And then we have Ned Hermit's video of the Easter egg, the Sword of Power.
Easter egg.
Yeah.
I have not seen that one. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Some other Easter egg. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No. Sword of Power. Tell me more.
Okay. This was an Easter egg. He made it for release 11. Now, it might be in release 12 as well. But it'll be up to some enterprising person to find it. Just to not get you too excited, the sword itself is worthless. It doesn't give you any magical or fantastic powers. But it was down, where was it, South Ravenswood, somewhere? Wander around the paths and come to this formation of stones. and you had to jump up onto the first level, which looked like a ledge, jump sideways, sideways, and sideways, where there didn't seem to be a ledge, but there was, then turn around and jump up again, and then you could get onto the top area of the rock, and that's where the sword was.
So bragging rights, then?
Yes, bragging rights, yes.
Bragging rights.
That's important.
Firstly, for discovering it, and secondly, for working out how the hell to get up there.
Yeah.
For sure.
It just happens to be the place where I need to...
And that was designed by Finn Staber. So the developers, who have nothing to do in their spare time, work out new ways to torment us.
Well, the more stuff we can find, the more reason there is to explore, which is
absolutely new. It's great. Yeah. So who knows? There's probably another one out there.
I'd like to see a kind of Quest Stones of Berenzaia sort of deal where you gotta basically collect all the rocks, more or less. And, you know, they're hidden all across the land.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then when you put them all together, something happens?
Yeah, well, but... Yeah, spoiler alert. You get a crown with all the stones in it, and it's really cool.
Oh, cool.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
A crown would be cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
It'd be very cool. Okay, Community Spotlight. The Scholars of Novia, first writing contest winners. That was good. That was running in the forum just recently.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And some people have enormous and wonderful imaginations. In this crumbling stone tower live two sisters, Vomica and Repugna.
That's great.
Yes.
Some I'm say hoping that... Repugna was the good-looking one.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
Well, she was until the other one vomited on her.
Yeah.
Yes, some say they're immortal, having survived from the time before the cataclysm by the use of an enchanted hair comb. Others say they're simply two old crones who have gone half mad, eating poison mushrooms in the forest. That was lovely. So, a competition entered by many. The top five were selected, so applause, kudos, and praise to Royal Sexy.
Whoa! Yay!
For the Tale of Braemar.
Congrats.
Yeah. Awesome.
Good Look, stuff.
We have some enormous talent in the community, and it's fantastic to hear it. It's fantastic to be able to work with it, and it's great. The Journal of Derek Warden, by Net, The Smokehouse, Mirror Mirror of the Lost, and Moonlight Vigil. They are the top five.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody.
Yeah, Royal Sexy read his book live in Release 11 and narrated by Trevor on Avatars Radio. Release 12, Net is going to read it, narrated on Avatars Radio. So keep an eye and an ear out. So great. Okay, and there's a final books thread there. Read all of the contest number one stories. And the Scholars of Novia are led by three Grand Masters, Winfield, Amber Rain, and Malcuba II. And several scribes and lawkeepers. Unseen Dragon, Wahooka Miracle Dragon, Balak Faris Dikani, Bowen Bloodgood, Browncoat Jason, and Grant McGregor. So a lot of pretty clever people who work with Portalarium and... make sure the lore and the references in the works are reasonable and accurate.
Sounds like a heck of a brainstorming session.
Oh, I reckon.
Yeah.
Great. So, awesome for the community itself.
Yeah, that sounds like they're going to put some books in the game, are they?
It does, yes. And that'd be great, wandering around the countryside. You can either get it from a library or find it lying around, open it up.
Yeah.
Cool story.
It's like a page.
Yeah.
Have they added functionality to books in the game yet?
I don't think so. But
I picked a few up. I didn't remember being able to click on them.
Don't lawyer me on that.
Yeah. Well, I noticed they added functionality to some of the cabinets and stuff, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Yeah. Bits are coming. Bits at a time.
Yep. They're working it.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Very promising.
It is.
They'll just keep getting better.
Oh, yeah. Steam access keys available for all backers, so I'm playing through Steam. That's awesome. And again, the 15% Black Friday bonus. Anything you pledge until for another 11 days, you get a 15% bonus on.
Yeah, it's a good deal.
Well worth doing. Well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, then this is cool. Cyber Monday, $5 million and Steam Early Access All Day Telethon. So, an all-day telethon on Cyber Monday, which is December 1, counting down the final day of the Black Friday bonus promotion, as well as celebrating $5 million in funds, and launching. There's Google Video Hangouts with developers and special community guests, and prizes.
Now, is this... I'm sorry. Is this telethon going to be like more British and Darkstar fighting for the microphone while they're trying to... Pledge for chaos!
Oh, no, it's going to be totally sensible, sober, well-organized. The ultimate in propriety. I have no idea.
The highest of quality.
Oh, of course. So there'll be prizes for anyone registered on their website, including Plantronics headsets, add-on store credit. Oh, and you could even get an Alienware desktop. So there you go, new computer.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Okay. We just all became ghosts.
Yeah, we did.
We just died right there. Oh, and now we're running back.
Yes. Holiday specials. There you go. Holiday favorites have been brought back. Greater savings, the turkey call, the menorah, cornucopia, the Yule tree, the snowball box, a reindeer tamer. Always wanted to tame a reindeer.
Yeah, I wonder if it counts as a mount, too.
Yeah, that'd be good. Okay, and the fireworks. Excellent. And the last chance exclusives. The village home, rustic two-story. That always looks as if it's about to fall down to me.
It does.
Yes.
Well, that's what makes it rustic, sir.
Yes. I was hoping no bad weather.
Yes. Maybe that's why they're taking it off the store before it does fall down.
Yeah, the design didn't work out for them.
That's right. Okay, a Blade of the Avatar cloak. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay. The monthly payment plan is extended through June 2015.
Wow.
So, yeah, you need to update your pledge, but you need more time to pay, you can spread it out until June.
There you go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The scary message is probably that the game won't be released until then.
Yeah, I was just thinking that, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yep. Yes, if they start extending the plan to 2017, and then it's time to worry.
If they did that, maybe I could afford Baron.
Yes.
Then you'd be Baron Baldur.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And we'd just call you BB.
Yeah.
BB.
Be Sir BB or Mr. BB.
Some royalty.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it for the week. Style mentioned to us that MMORPG put out a lovely article on Shroud talking about their release 12, Undiscovered Country, and basically said a lot of nice things about them. and how the game was growing and developing, and greater depth, ramping up to release, and a lot of good things. To anybody who follows MMORPG will probably have seen it, but Shroud is being talked about in the wider community, and that's an awesome thing.
Yeah.
I always like to go on those and read the comments and just see what people are saying.
Yeah.
50-50 mix, from my
That's
experience.
What our forums are going to look like next week.
Oh, man.
And there's an interview with Star Long from Ultima Online to Shroud of the Avatar. And that was good to read.
That's a nice read, yeah. It's...
Yeah.
Great. Okay, so I think that's most of what's happened this week. And now the most important thing we can do is get back to playing this awesome game.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. Yeah, I gotta get past level one. I gotta get past level one, man. It's gotta happen.
Yeah, that'd be a good start.
I think that's a reasonable goal.
It is. It is, definitely. Yes.
Level up before the lot so you can check out the new basements. That's what I want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that'll be
good. I want to see how it feels to decorate them and stuff, you know?
Yes. Well, the good thing is, it's not like a regular release that's going to be taken away from us in a few days. This should be up indefinitely now.
Oh, yeah? Is that the thing?
That is, I believe, the plan. I mean, there will be periodic wipes, so do not get too attached to your character, your goods, your experience, your cool clothes, or anything, because they will be taken away from you periodically.
Now, the bright side is our pledge rewards will be given to us eventually.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they did want to do that this release, but there was just too much work to do. So they're saying next release, probably.
Then we'll have our house and lot, right?
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
So then it'll be a mad race to the first lot.
Yes.
So there will be a lot of people going.
I'd say so. Yes.
Not fair.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
Well, maybe they'll open more space up.
Yeah. There could be a lot of spontaneous PvP happening on the way to land selection claiming.
Defend yourself.
Yes. You want this lot? I challenge you for it.
No. Love two level ones fighting it out.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun, wouldn't it? Yes. Yes.
Fighting for town lots. Yes. Doing bets and stuff. Yeah, yeah, that'd be something.
Yes, choose your weapon. Feather dusters at 40 paces.
I have my little butter knife. I'll get you.
Yes. I'll hit you with my fist and do one damage.
Yeah.
Unless you're hitting Baldrith, then you'll do damage to your fist, to your own fist.
Yes. My poor fist.
Yes.
I'll blind you.
Yes.
I noticed when your weapon breaks, it no longer does any damage now.
Yeah, that's pretty sad. I've been through a few weapons already.
But it's really bad in the middle of battle.
I know. But at least they're courteous enough to give you a little picture up on the side of the screen with a very sad, broken-looking sword.
Yeah, it's pretty ugly once it's zero.
I know.
Yes. But it sits broken so long, you kind of just forget about it. It's like, it'll be okay for another few battles.
Yeah. All right, well, I think we are pretty much done.
I think that I agree with you, sir.
Excellent. So, Lord Baldrith, you want to take us out?
Sure. Good talking to you guys. The awesome background music you're hearing this podcast is by Stephen J. Goldman, and this is the song entitled Shroud of the Dark Planet. A new play for us here. Also, thanks to Sir Style Teakle for the technical work on the newscast and the website and all of the wonderful things he does for us. Thanks to Amber Rain for broadcasting the newscast on avatarsradio.com. And this is Lord Baldrith and...
Asclepius.
And Static Razor.
With Echoes from the Caverns.